a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson. Topping our report this hour, if you're just joining us, a gruesome crime being investigated in Washington Borough, where an 84-year-old woman was found dead and her 52-year-old paraplegic son brutally beaten, having to be airlifted in critical condition to the hospital. An autopsy for the woman is pending, and there were no apparent signs of a burglary. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association's annual survey finds 28% of business owners say they'll look to sell or close their business sooner than anticipated before the pandemic. Chrissy Butis says they're unsure of their trajectory and direction moving forward.
The challenges over the last 20 months were real. And if you're a business owner, you may be questioning whether you want to continue operating in these challenging times.
New Jersey has the nation's third highest unemployment rate, 7%, only topped by California and Nevada. A parents group is protesting in silence, voicing its opposition to a potential mandate by Governor Murphy that requires children to receive the COVID-19 vaccination and the existing mandate on masks in schools for children. Operation Shoe Drop, part of New Jersey for Medical Freedom, is encouraging parents to leave shoes at schools that will be donated to Habitat for Humanity in Newark. A pilot program being launched in Cumberland County will pair Jersey State Troopers with mental health clinicians when there's a mental health crisis. Acting State Attorney General Andrew Brook says having this kind of a team responding to a mental health emergency makes sense.
This reduces the likelihood that it escalates into violence, and it increases the likelihood that the individual in crisis is able to get the help they need.
He says if the Arrive Together program works as expected, it could be expanded statewide. Meanwhile, police saying tonight the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Ethan Crumley is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others yesterday at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Crumley's name was released because he will be tried as an adult. Will the rain make a return this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
Thank you for making the drive a little more bearable.
New Jersey 101.5.
904. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Route 3 westbound reopened in Clifton with an accident cleared over by Passaic Avenue. We do have construction. 2 right lanes are closed on the Parkway. Northbound Union tolls to 143, southbound 159 to 156. 2 left lanes are closed. Route 27 north at Amboy Avenue in Metuchen. We still have the right lane blocked by a downed traffic pole. And in Hamilton Township, 295S construction. Again, 2 left lanes are closed. It looks like both directions between exit 63 and exit 64. 322 is shut down near Kings Highway in Woolwich with construction. And 73 southbound has road work from Hilton and Pensauken right on down toward 537 in the left lane till 5. They had an opening at the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge. Those delays should be easing. And across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, no major problems. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time. 905.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5. Instant weather. Temperatures began to moderate today, and tonight won't be as cold as recent nights. Thickening and cloudy just as we begin this evening. Then occasional rain and drizzle from late evening on. Low tonight, 39 to 43. And turning much milder tomorrow. Clouds breaking for some sunshine. Breezy with a high of 56 to 60. A gusty breeze on Friday, back to chilly weather. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Friday, high 46 to 50. Wind chills in the upper 30s to about 40. Saturday, partly sunny as we start the weekend, high 48 to 52. Some sunshine on Sunday, chilly with highs in the 40s. A coastal storm could bring us rainy, windy weather later Sunday night and Monday. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Delran 44, Bridgewater 39, Hasbrook Heights 43. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.